We never saw this coming. Life had its usual rhythm, work, family, school. Then it happened. Now, here we are. Faith in one hand, doubt in the other, wondering which weighs more. We stand before you, Lord, hurt and confused. Some of us are on our knees in shock. Our hearts weep with deep grief. We never saw this coming. Not today, not now. So here we are, broken, hurt, worried, wounded. But we don't have to wonder where you are. You promise to be close to the brokenhearted. You save those crushed in spirit. You heal us and bind up our wounds. You are the God of comfort. You weep with those who weep. You are not a God that watches from a distance. You are a God that steps into our suffering. You promise to wipe every tear, so we bring you all of them. You bind up the wounded, so we uncover our hurt. You bring beauty from ashes, so we hand you what's left. We call for your comfort. We call for your promises. But most of all, we call for you.
We thank God for his leading and guiding, for his strength, for his purpose in all of our lives. We thank him for the knowledge that he gives us every day to navigate this landscape. We're thankful for the Holy Spirit of promise right there with us. We thank you, Father, that every spiritual and natural need is met in thy Son, Jesus. There are so many things afoot right now. So many things that they're trying to manifest right now. And some of those things, it's just like they go against us. And they're supposed to be working for us. But be advised to keep your eyes open and know what the will of God is for you, because it's coming down all the time from heaven. That's why you have the Holy Spirit, because you do want to hear God's message. What is he saying right now? Lord, what do you want me to do right now? And we're asking these questions, but we need to be wise enough to hear them when they come. And so God is with us each and every step of the way. And I want all of you to be inspired to know that God is with you. The word says he'll never leave you, that he'll never forsake you, and that he'll never leave your seed begging bread. And boy, do we see a lot of people begging for bread right now. But they planted no seeds in anyone's life. And some of them, by their own decisions, landed where they landed. And now they call upon the Lord, the God of all, the Father of heaven and earth. But we all have to remember, and this is so important, what Eve did in the garden. And Adam allowed us to be our own gods. You know, we could make decisions for ourselves independent of God. And he gave us that will from the first time that he breathed air into mankind, breath into mankind. So just know that you could become your own God at any time, and you move from under the tent of God onto your own tent, because that's what happens when we make independent decisions independent of God, independent of his word, his beliefs, you know, his teachings, then we begin to teach for ourselves and to ourselves. And that makes us responsible for the outcome. So be inspired. Stay with him each and every step of the way. Don't let the enemy pull you away and have you on another page separate from God. And I say this because I see a lot of it happening right now. And then when they fall and hit the ground hard, okay, they want to come back to God. And they say, well, I got a God. God gonna help me. God love me. That's what grandmama said. He'll never forsake or leave me. But grandmama also told you to pray and stay with God, because that's what grandmama was taught. Grandpapa, the deacon, whoever it was that taught you, they also taught you to stay with the word every day, all day. So I'm just saying these things because I see it so much. I got a message from somebody saying they lost their husband, they lost this and they lost that. And why would a good God allow this to happen to me? Well, if he did allow it, there's a reason for all of it. Stay with him. Stay with him. Don't give up. Don't give in. Stay with him. Now, are there any praise reports this morning? Wow. I can hear bugs creaking. I can hear somebody walking through the forest. Is there no one's life that God has touched that you're excited about it and you want to share? If it is, now is the time. If not, let's move forward. Amen. Thank you, Father. So listen, we've got a dynamite lesson for you today. I want you to bring your boots with you, because it's going to get just a little bit deep. Bring your hats, because we're going to travel a little bit today through life. Amen. We're going to travel through just a couple of scriptures, but most of it through life. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Father, thank you that you are our God and worthy to be praised. Thank you for Jesus, that he is worthy to be praised. And thank you for sending the Holy Spirit. Some say Holy Ghost, for he is worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you for this life and for this day. We pray to come in agreement with your will and your way. And we thank you that every spiritual and natural need is met in thy son Jesus' name. Lord, come into this meeting and come into all of our lives and bring us God's revealed knowledge in real time. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, amen and amen. Okay, so today's lesson is about the balance of faith and action in prayer. It's what I call human behavior. Amen. Our reference scripture today is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 3. Come on, Bible scholars, let's go. Pick up your Bibles and let's have church. Now, I'm reading from the King James Version today, and this is how it reads. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war against the flesh or war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, what we're talking about here is how to overcome our disorders with faith. And that's what we will be discussing today. And this is all about human behavior. Now, in our previous message, we delved into the essential balance of faith along with actions in prayer, emphasizing that while faith is integral in our spiritual journey, it must be accompanied by deliberate actions that align with God's will and our prayers. Amen. Now today, we will explore how disorders such as anxiety, depression, PTSD, and others can impact our spiritual lives, and how we might sometimes use these struggles in our excuses to sin. Amen. Now, let's understand our struggles. Anxiety and depression are prevalent disorders that many, many individuals face. As a matter of fact, I don't know anybody that hasn't dealt with some form of anxiety. Now, these conditions can create a sense of hopelessness and lead to disoriented thinking, what I call disjointed. When we are gripped by anxiety, we may find ourselves consumed by fears, worries, overthinking that can pull us away from trusting God fully with our faith. And that's a statement within itself. Trusting God fully with our faith. Similarly, depression can lead to feelings of worthlessness, isolation, despair, making it tempting or easy to turn away from our faith and begin to engage in behaviors that are contrary to the teachings of God. Now let's delve off into some examples of anxiety. Now when we have an episode of anxiety, and I call them episodes because we go from one thing that we're going through to the next thing. We're worried about the bills today. We're worried about our work. We're worried about having enough money. We're worried about one episode to the next episode to the next episode. And we might find ourselves using those moments of disjointed and sinful behaviors, such as lashing out in anger, withdrawing from relationships, and, you know, leaving everybody alone. You know, this is some of the behaviors that we do. We might think, I'm too anxious to engage with others right now. Or they might think that I'm a little weird if I say anything, using our disorder as a reason to avoid connecting with fellow believers, or even participating in our community. Now, however, 2 Corinthians 10 and 5 reminds us that we must cast down imaginations and bring our thoughts into obedience to Christ. Our anxiety does not exempt us from the call to love, to help, and sometimes to serve others. Here are some examples of depression. Similarly, during periods of depression, and I call this periods because a lot of times depression doesn't end with just getting through what we're getting through, because we may fall into the trap of self-pity, leading us to neglect our spiritual disciplines like prayer, reading the word, okay, studying, talking to others, communicating around us. In other words, we may shut down and stop focusing, letting whatever it is that we're worried about or we're going through overtake us. We might say, I can't pray, I'm too depressed, using our mental state as an excuse for spiritual neglect. Yet God calls us to action. Even our darkest moments, we can cry out to him, speaking and seeking his strength to overcome the feelings that weigh us down. And you know how that goes. Sometimes we don't feel like praying, we don't feel like doing anything. And that's an emotion that while we're on the battlefield, we must overcome. Let's talk about the next phase, the battle of the mind. 2 Corinthians 10 and 4 tells us that the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God. This means that even when we are wrestling with our disorders, we have divine powers available to us to tear down strongholds in our lives. See, strongholds can manifest as negative thought patterns, as fears, and even sins that we allow to take root in our hearts. In a spiritual context, strongholds refer to deeply entrenched life patterns. Pay attention. Thoughts that we've had for long periods of time with no foundation, or the wrong foundation. Beliefs or behaviors that are contrary to God's truth and can keep us out of heaven if we continue on, or if you allow it to manifest. And when I say that, God gave us free will. We do have a choice in everything. And what the Bible tells you is choose life, so that thy seed may live. And seed is not only talking about your children or your money. It's talking about the things that you think about, the things that you want to do. These are seeds, the things that you allow to flourish on the inside, our imagination, our emotions, our heart. These are seeds that come into us, and we must choose the right way, the right thing, the right foot to stand on. The term is often used as Christian teachings to describe areas in our personal life where the enemy has established a foothold, leading to spiritual bondage, to confusion, ungodly passions, and sin nature to have a life. We cannot allow that, believers. When we identify these strongholds, we must actively engage in prayer to pull ourselves away, seeking God's help to dismantle them. This is where the balance of faith and action comes into play. Faith without actions is dead. James 2:26. That's where we're going next. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. We must know on the inside that God can heal us. Not only believe it, but it's got to be entrenched in your heart to where that statement cannot be moved by no feeling, no emotion, nothing in your lifestyle, no thoughts, no imaginations. Nothing can move that, knowing that only God can heal us. But also take practical steps in our daily lives to combat our struggles. Combat also means we must use our offenses, not only defense, to protect ourselves and guard ourselves, but we also must use our offense. Example, when you see this certain problem or behavior about to rise up on our insides, we take evasive actions to avoid leaving from under God's covering. And we know when something is about to happen because it gives us fair warning. Oh, we're about to get upset. Oh, we're about to curse. Oh, I could curse, but I don't have to. But I'm going to say it anyway because I want them to feel just what I'm feeling or what I'm thinking right now. This is how serious I am. We have to stop those type of behaviors. We have to control them. Now, taking actions in faith is our next section. To combat anxiety and depression, we can always engage in prayer instead of allowing our disorder to isolate us. We can turn to prayer as a weapon, bringing our worries before God, asking for His peace that surpasses all understanding. Philippians 4:6-7. Let's go there next. It encourages believers to avoid anxiety and seek peace through prayer. Let's read it. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, or surpasseth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So there you got support right there. You got help right there. And a lot of us look over it and we give safe passage to our emotions or our heart or other things when we're in the moment and we're not thinking. We're just ready to react. Seek support. Reach out to fellow believers or a trusted mentor. Community is always vital. And God often uses others to minister to us in our times of need. Practice gratitude. Shift your focus from what is troubling you to what you are thankful for, which is difficult to do, but it is a means to an end. It changes everything. It's a shift. It's a focus that takes us away from a stronghold or a problem that may be about to overtake us. This can help reframe your mindset and combat our negative thoughts. obey God's word. Engage with scriptures daily. You say God is it. He's your foundation. He's your future. He's your present. He's your past. He's your all in all. The word of God is alive and can bring healing to our souls and our hearts. Hebrews 4 and 11 says, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. Take practical steps. Sometimes actions can mean seeking professional help or counseling. And I know that's difficult for many believers because of the stigma attached to it. And it also says that we're unfaithful, unforgiving, okay? And unworthy. But we are worthy of God's word. And sometimes we need help. And when you need help, you need to be bold enough to come to the throne and pray that God will raise somebody up to help you, send you to the right person, to walk you through this, because it's a stronghold that you're allowing to overtake you. But somebody has to point out the strong points, the good points, and the things that you need to do at that very moment that you may become into your own. There is no shame in addressing mental health issues with the support of a trained professional. What do you think a preacher is? He's a trained professional pointing out the good things or the good news of the kingdom of God, pointing out Jesus and what he did while he walked this earth, pointing to the Holy Spirit that you may invite him in all the day long and get professional help, professional spiritual help. Amen. As we conclude today's message, let us remember, while anxiety, depression, PTSD, and the like may challenge us, they do not define us. We have the power to overcome through faith and actions. You cannot leave that part out. Let us not use our struggles as excuses to sin, but rather as opportunities to draw us closer. But let us not use our struggles as excuses to sin or for sin, but rather as opportunities to draw us closer to God, to Jesus, to the Holy Spirit, inviting him into our battles and struggles and strongholds. May we cast down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into obedience to Christ. Let us be warriors in the spirit, armed with faith and actions, ready to face the challenges of life with God at our sides. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the power of your word, Lord. Help us to recognize the strongholds in our lives and give us the strength to overcome them through faith and our actions. Lord, we pray for those who struggle with anxiety, depression, PTSD, stressors, triggers, and the like. May we find hope and healing in the word and in you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen one more time. Thank you, Father. Amen. Listen, as we move from this lesson today, let us be reminded that God's will is all in all. Let us understand that our purpose is to be one of His children, and that as we pray, we are to support those prayers. As we follow God's will, we are to support His will. So if you have been following His will, but you got something that you want to do, you have to pray about it, you have to keep your faith about it, and you have to move with the actions that support your prayers and your faith. So stay focused, stay with yourself. And if you're part of God, this is yourself. Amen and amen. If you would like to give today, in our ending music, the ways that you can give are up on the screen. If you do want to give through credit cards or debit cards, you may use our app, which is found in the App Store or the Google Play Store under Rick H. Carter Ministries. Amen and give. Thank you for your gifts right now. We pray right now that, Father, anything that they give, may it be returned to them 100-fold return. And Father, may the seed of this gift touch their lives. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. This joy that I have, oh, they give it, the world can't take it away, take it away, take it away.